Chad, there must be a mistake. I thought we were doing Under the Radar tomorrow night.
That's not quite there, John. Come on. Welcome back to Hoops HD, everybody. I'm your host, Chad Sherwood, joined up here by David Griggs and John Stalica. We got John Tytel in the center square now with Joby Fortson and Rocco Miller to his sides. Mike Cha down on the bottom there. This is our Mountain West Conference preview. If you are looking for the American Conference preview, David.
Way up there.
How about the Atlantic 10?
Up at the top. The West Coast. Right above us. Yeah, and the West Coast is below us.
Yeah. But if you are looking for the Mountain West Conference preview, number one, it's going to be a lot shorter than the others we've already recorded tonight. And number two, this is it. And we do have a few teams to go over. And let me start, Joby, let me start with you at the top of this conference with a team that had a great season last year, another team that was – crushed by the fact there was no tournament. How about the San Diego State Aztecs?
Oh my gosh. Now San Diego State is at least under Fisher. They had some other runs, but this, if you tune into all of our podcasts, you heard us in the A10 talk about Dayton's unfortunate once in 100 years. I don't know if San Diego State's once in 100 years went away, but it certainly was a once in, you know, a couple of decades at a minimum going away. San Diego State, they are returning Mitchell, a few pieces back, but losing Flynn, Malachi Flynn is going to be a painful loss. It takes them from that, hey, this is a two seed, or you know, oh, they're competing with Gonzaga for the number one seed out west. That ain't happening this year, guys. But they're still, I think, a solid tournament team. I don't know how far up the seed list they can go. But they have pieces. They have a system that they can plug and play a little bit. And they're going to be starting 4 seniors and in this particular and 1 junior. So in this particular year, this means something when you have that much upperclassmen on the court. So all is not lost for San Diego State by a long way. But it is, boy, I am sure they wish that the 2020 tournament was not canceled because they had a legit shot at the Final Four last year.
Well, Rocco, I mean, they've got – I like the front court still with Mitchell. Mensah is back healthy now. Terrell Gomez, if he can play close to what he did at Northridge at this higher level, I think he's got – you know, he can score some points for them.
Absolutely, yeah. And he's a little 5'8 spark plug bomber. I mean, he'll pull up from anywhere on the court and fire it. Now – going from a system like Northridge, where he had free reign to do whatever he wanted under Coach Gottfried over there, to coming into Dutcher's really structured system that obviously is proven, and especially after last year, you know, Gomez it's going to be really hard to fill the shoes of Malachi Flynn, who was that, you know, first team All-American last year and player of the year candidate type of season. But they'll have to play more through Mitchell and Shackles there as well with Mensah, as you mentioned. It's going to be very interesting to me to see you know, which side of the coin San Diego State ends up on. Is the influence of what happened last year going to be so strong that you'll pull in players like Gomez and some of the other newcomers to adopt the system and believe in the Aztec way? Or are they going to take a step back both, you know, in terms of assist to turnover ratio and also defensive efficiency, which is a huge component of Aztec's success over the last decade or two, if you go back to Kawhi Leonard. So it's all the same system. It's just how do these pieces fit? Can you do it fast enough? And if they do, it's going to be a good team that can win the league.
Well, Tytel, maybe the best game I think I saw all season last year was the Mountain West Conference Tournament Championship game, that unbelievable game between San Diego State and Utah State, where Utah State did get the win and would have put themselves in the field as well with that win. How about the Aggies this year? I know Sam Merrill is gone, but is there enough to be back in contention?
Sort of. I still think they're a year away, and missing Merrill is going to be a huge loss for Coach Smith, Craig Smith. The junior class looks great. Justin Bean at the small forward, Brock Miller at the 2, and my guy, Nemias Keita, the 7-foot center from Portugal. He was the 2019 Conference Rookie of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. So I really thought that he was going to be a 1A to Merrill's 1 last year. He missed the first 9 games of the season after knee surgery. He came back and was fine by the end against, in that game that you mentioned, 15 points, 8 boards, 3 blocks. He was dominant. He's going to be getting a lot of attention this year with Merrill gone, but I think next year is their year to really contend. This year, I see them on the bubble.
On the bubble. Well, David, is there another team here that we'll look at? Maybe Boise State?
I like Boise State in relation to the rest of the conference. I don't like them. I don't think they're at the level of New Mexico State and probably not Utah State either. Leon Rice, a really good coach. I know that they kind of crashed and burned a little bit last year. I think they'll be much improved, but I don't think they're an NCAA tournament team, if you're asking me if there's anybody else.
Well, let me ask you, Titel. They have two Arizona transfers coming in, along with an Oregon transfer there at Boise. You know, this is a Pac-12 team, right?
Yes, and they can use all the help they can get. They already got Marcus Shaver Jr., whose high school coach was a Wildcat you might have heard of, named Mike Bibby. Eric Alston is going to be running the show this year, preseason player of the year. Mm-hmm. His dad played in the NBA. He knows the system as a senior under Coach Rice. So as he goes, so go the whole team.
Well, Salika, how about UNLV? Do you like what you're seeing in Vegas this year?
Well, let's not forget, the reason San Diego State did not finish the year undefeated was because the UNLV team was able to sneak down into Viejas and actually win against the Aztecs last year. But I think there is going to be some promise on the horizon for Otzelberger's second season at the helm for the Rebels. But let me also go back to one thing. Would you care to tell us why we had the Mountain West Championship game last year?
Yes. Oh, Chad, how could you forget?
The convention, whatever the heck that was.
The Con Ed.
Yeah, the 2020 Con Expo, Con AGG.
But I'll tell you what, though, David, on this UNLV question, David Jenkins, coming over from South Dakota State, where he was a big-time scorer, that's what I like about this Vegas team.
Yeah, I like them. I kind of wish Jenkins would have stayed at South Dakota State, because I think they would have been a lot better than this UNLV team.
They're going to be very good without him even this year.
Yeah, they're going to be better than UNLV without him, in my opinion. But you think it feels like UNLV is supposed to be good, and they haven't been for a really long time. And I don't think they're going to be this year, at least not as good as it feels like they're supposed to be. I don't think they're anywhere close to the tournament. And it's not that I don't get the appeal and allure of a town like Las Vegas over South Dakota, but God, South Dakota State could have been a top 25 team.
Mike, how about Colorado State with Isaiah Stevens, the defending Mountain West freshman of the year?
Oh yeah. They have a good nucleus coming back. This is going to be the third season for their head coach, Nico Medved. And the thing is, everywhere he's been, whether it's been at Furman or Drake, he's turned the programs around. Colorado State just 2 years ago won only 12 games. Last year they won 20 and 12, and they're poised to make some noise in this conference. And I would not be surprised if they made the NCAA tournament.
Ooh, man!
Wow, Mike! Wow. Mike going out on a limb here with Colorado State. Yeah. David, I know you wanted to go out on a limb with Nevada too, right?
No, not go out on a limb. Just make, I mean, they have had a fall from grace. This was a team that we was a protected seed caliber team, or so we thought, under the years of Musselman. I think that Steve Alford will get it going there. He won at Missouri State, or I guess it was Southwest Missouri State at the time. He won some Big Ten titles in Iowa. He had a lot of success at New Mexico, albeit not in the tournament. I do think that the long-term health of the program is good, but not this year. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, at this point, what we're going to do is turn the show over to Rocco for the next 20 minutes on San Jose State, right?
Yeah, San Jose State, not going to be the year as usual. But let's not forget, last year, I think the Spartans deserved their moment. Malachi Flynn hits a step-back three to beat them at the buzzer. Would have been the biggest upset, not only of the season, but probably in San Jose State school history. That game was not only against the best team in one of the best teams in Mountain West history, but also at Viejas Arena down there in San Diego. It would have been a road win over them. Unfortunately, the Spartans lost by two. This year, a lot of those guys are back, actually, so they might. They might not finish dead last. Watch out.
I got them in ninth place right now. I like them better than the New Mexico. I like them better than Air Force.
That would be a historically good finish.
they actually have a guy who is competitive for all conference type selections,
Said a good night. Yeah.
So, okay.
Well, we really didn't want to go off on a San Jose State tangent there, but real quickly, Wyoming, Fresno State also with this conference, along with Nevada, New Mexico, who I don't know where they're actually going to be playing in New Mexico. Joe Scott back at Air Force, you know.
He is.
His
best coaching job ever.
But I don't know. I want to run through each of you here with the same questions we ask on each of these podcasts. Number one, who wins this conference, which is probably a given. Number two, does this conference get more than one bid? If so, how many? And number three, any other final thoughts you have on this conference? And Tytel, let me start with you on this.
I think that even with the loss of Malachi Flynn, this is the Aztecs conference to lose. I'm not seeing a ton. As much as I want to set the over-under at 2, I'm setting it at 1.5 and taking the under. I just don't think that the rest of the conference doesn't have to do it. Like I said, I think Utah State, and next year I think UNLV will also be in the mix. I just think they're a little young. As far as a fun fact, I don't usually learn a lot from the media days for each conference, but one I did learn from was this year at the MWC. Orlando Robinson, he's a sophomore power forward for Fresno State. He was a 6'10 freshman last year and played perfectly fine. He averaged about 15 points a game in his two games to the Aztecs, obviously both losses because they dominated the conference. He grew 2 inches this year. He's now a 7-footer as a sophomore. Keep an eye on him. I think that he really could make a big leap this year.
We'll keep an eye on him. Stalika.
Well, Chad kind of extolled on my final thought, at least as far as it relates to Joe Scott. If you want to go back to your history books, he actually led Air Force to an at-large bid back, and I want to say 2004, even though the metrics were 2006. Even though
he wasn't there, that was Bizdelic. No, they were legit in the tournament in 2004. The 2006 pick was stupid.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Slika.
I was going to say, if there's going to be one team that I think could steal the auto bid, it's probably going to be Boise State, but I still think San Diego State is in like Flynn, even if Flynn's not here this year.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at it as a two team. And I think San Diego State, I agree, is the best team in this conference. I think there is a second team that's going to sneak in there, and I'm looking at Boise as my second team if we're going to get a second one. Mike, how about you?
I agree. It's San Diego State's conference to lose, and I will say two because to have it just at one, you'd have to have San Diego State win both the regular season and the conference tournament. It just takes one slip up.
Yeah, it does. Joby, how about you?
Yeah, they had their slip up last year. I'm saying one, but with a bid thief. And the reason why that matters is it's one or two, and that is a deal because San Diego State will be good enough for an at-large. In a lot of leagues, it's one period because the top isn't good enough. San Diego State will be good enough for an at-large. So it will set itself up for a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to upset them at the Con Ed.
Con AGG 2020 Expo.
That was a one-time thing.
Rocco, you going with 7 or 8 teams from this conference?
Not this year, Chad. Unfortunately. I will say I'll take the safe pick in San Diego State to win the league and be inside the bubble as well. But I agree with Tytel and some of you that I don't know that a second team can get in without winning the auto bid. Utah State's the team I would put in second place. I like a lot of the pieces they have back. I think Alfonso Anderson's grossly underrated as a guy we didn't really talk about yet. But outside, I just don't know they'll play the right amount of games and win enough league games to get the committee's attention. So the team I think to watch out for, and Chad, you stole a little bit of my thunder. And I will say that David Jenkins is not only the best player on UNLV, I think he's clearly the best player in my opinion in this league. And it's he's had a year off to get bigger, stronger, and practice with Coach Ott. He's been with Coach Ott since he was at South Dakota State. So they've stuck together for the last 4 years now. And he's ready to burst onto the scene and really take over. And I think that makes UNLV incredibly interesting when it comes down to the Mountain West tournament, playing on their home court, even though they bring a different court in, it's in their building. So watch out for them in the tournament. I don't think UNLV will put a resume together, but that's going to be incredible to watch by then.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a real fun team to watch actually in Vegas this year. David.
San Diego State wins. San Diego State's the only team that's inside the bubble. I don't know if anybody else even gets close. So I'll go with one team inside the bubble. Everybody else has already made the point. They'll get two if someone else other than them wins the tournament.
All right. Well, on that note, do want to let you know that if you're looking for any of our other previews, look up top there for the 2020-2021 season preview tab. But on behalf of John Salica, David Griggs, John Titel, Rocco Miller from Bracketeer.org, Joby Fortson, Mike Cha, I'm Chad Sherwood. Thanks for joining us, and we will talk to you again real soon.